Elliot.
Whoa, hello.
You seem to have a name tag on your shirt today.
I do.
You want to explain why?
Just in case people don't know which one of us is which.
That's a good point. I should get a name tag right here.
And make sure it's backwards so nobody can actually read it as well.
That's a good point. All right. That's all we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Today, our plan is to do the annual TLDR predictions for 2024. I say annual, but it's not annual. You all
get it. Yeah, it's like it's now annual because this will be the second year.
Yeah, but
when you do it for the first time, it's not yet annual. It's just
it's now annual.
Yeah, we've solved it now.
We did the thing. Okay. So Elliot, I actually came in today prepared to do some stuff on RMRs, but Elliot reminded me that there is a bunch more RMRs still going on. So we're gonna do a big RMR thing together next week. We'll talk about Blast next week. So neither of us have looked at these questions. I'm stealing the same questions as last year.
Yeah.
Because I think that they were pretty good questions.
Unless we come up with something on the fly that we also want to ask as well.
Well, I know for a fact the only question that we will not talk about is how many players EG will have in the
account. Wow. Who knows? We could change that to TSM.
That's a good point. So yeah, let's get started. So we haven't looked at any of these questions, so we're going off the cuff here today. Let's do it. Best player of 2024. I feel like the answer just kind of has to be Zywie.
It has
right?
to be
like,
Donk. I agree. Fine, I'm gonna say Donk.
Like,
I don't know.
I feel like we need a legitimate answer and then a dark horse answer, because if
Donk is my legitimate answer.
Donk is your
legitimate answer.
Okay.
Do
you want to expand? Because I think that Zywie is a pretty self-explanatory answer.
A year is a long time in Counter-Strike, and he's already so good. And I just think once he hits tier one, I don't see him slowing down, and I don't want to be looking back in a year going, it was just so obvious that Donk was going to be the best player in the world. Because the thing is, Donk at 16 is basically what Zywie was at 16.
Yeah.
And maybe, I reckon, was peak Zywie last year, or was it like when he was 17? I don't know. I think I don't want to be sat there in
it's
a year.
It's probably last year.
I don't want to be sat there in a year kicking myself because I didn't pick Donk. So I'm going to say Donk.
All right, Editor Beef, this right here is where we're going to clip it for next year, when Donk falls off the face of the earth.
Yeah, when Donk does a dock.
I mean, best player 2023. For me, it's like pretty easily Zywie. I want points and not to be made fun of at the end of the year by myself here. Like,
but then it's even more embarrassing if you're wrong.
I know. Oh, I know. But like Zywie feels like the safe answer. It feels like, hey, this guy is really fucking good. He was really good in 2020. He was good in 2021. He was good in 2022. He was good in 2020. Like, he has been good every single year since he like really joined the scene. He has gotten better every single year. Vitality is the best it's ever looked. Like, if there's going to be a player that goes, hey, I'm going to be the best fucking player in the world, it's probably going to be Zywie. Like, there's like a couple other players you could like think about, but like, the problem right now is that so many teams are new. Mm-hmm. So it's difficult to like say, oh, well, I think Simple's going to be the best player in the world. Simple's not on a fucking team right now.
No.
So like, I can't
Simple
even
is kind
play.
Of a dark horse answer, weirdly. Like, he's a world. He just comes back in February and he's just unbelievable for 10 months. Like, that does exist.
But it's really weird right now because of all of that, because there's so much up in the air because everyone's got a new fucking roster that's like, Could I see a world in which Nerds just is an absolute god on Heroic?
Nerds was one I was going to bring up. Snappy, basically, he just thinks Nerds is like god tier, like genuine, like top five. And Snappy knows a lot more about Counter-Strike than I do. So
that's true.
If he's willing to back him, then him
I could think about it.
Yeah, I mean, it was like his rookie year, quote unquote, in tier one last year. It was fucking unbelievable. So,
I mean, you could take all of the same stuff that you said about Donk and just apply it right to Nerds.
Yeah.
And I'd be in on it too.
Like, Nerds is a bit more of a late bloomer, whereas Donk is like Wunderkind.
Yeah. There is a couple best players, but like for Nerds, it's like, oh, we have to talk about how is Heroic going to do in 2023.
Yeah, that's true.
Realistically, to be the best player on the team, unless you're going to be like Nico Mousesports, yeah, you're going to be best player in the world. Unless you're Nico Mousesports, who was
even then, he was really not the best player in the world.
He was not considered the best player in the world.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, he could be a team's MVP, but that doesn't mean that you're the best player in the world. So yeah, we're going to have to see how some of these teams do. That's why Zywoo is my safe answer. Vitality will be good this year. I don't like.
Yeah, one has to believe so, right?
One has to believe at the beginning of the year, Vitality is going to be good. There's not really a world to me where it says, oh, Vitality is going to suddenly become shit after they've added Flame Z and Sphinx to their. And Mezzi to their core, yeah, of Zywoo Apex. Like, it's not like suddenly terrible.
But like, that does happen. Like,
I know. I know that happens,
like, but... 5 years, or, yeah, for like maybe more than that now. It's like, oh no, there's no way like Fallen, Cold Zero, Attacker will it just ever be bad. Like, there's no way a team with Device, Dubree, Magisk, and Glaive will ever just turn bad. Like, this does happen. Like, a year is a really long time.
I do want to put one more name out that we haven't talked about yet, which is Rops.
Rops is a fine shout as well.
There is a real contention there that Rops could be the best player. Yep. FaZe and Vitality right now, best two teams in the world.
Torzy probably won't be the best player in the world, but I think he might break top 10 this year.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of players that are just going to be like good.
Yeah,
like I have full faith in players going to be good, but. Rops is another one of those players who is the best player on one of the best teams in the world. And I feel like that kind of has to be your baseline in order to get
there. Yep.
Speaking of which, best team of 2024. I'm reading the questions say 23.
Yeah. Well, I suppose I have to now say Team Spirit.
Yeah. Team Spirit every year. Well, okay.
I have to say it now, right?
Here's your positives for Team Spirit. There are two majors this year.
Yep.
Team Spirit does not get invited to all of the Blast ESL.
No, they've become partners recently with Blast.
Okay, so Blast they've become, but they don't get invited to every ESL event. But they will go to the majors, and it is very obvious from their history and success at majors that they will go to the major and kick ass at the majors.
So everyone wants to see Donk, so I think they'll be a bit more lenient with invites. Like, I think teams will be much more, organizers will be a bit more lenient because everyone wants to see Donk. People will tune in to watch Team Spirit and Shiro, right? Like, that is a poll.
Yeah, Shiro is on that team, which in my head is a weird thing.
His team's fucking stacked.
No, it's a real good team.
Like, there's a real world where in 2 months they're like the top five.
Yeah, I think that I'm going to put my answer as the really like vanilla answer here, right? Vitality being the best team in the world. I know we screwed this up last year, okay? Because we said Heroic was going to be the best team in the world, and they were really fucking good.
It would be really rogue if you said Heroic this year. That would be a shout.
No, why would I say Heroic when Prezi exists?
Well, Prezi's up for sale, so...
There's other news we'll get to next week. Yeah. But best, like, Vitality, FaZe in whatever organization they take, right? Because there is that GameSquare acquisition of FaZe that something's going to happen between either Complexity or FaZe. However that is done, that FaZe core is a really good core. Mouse could be up there for best team of the year.
Yeah.
I want to point out that, like, well, I don't think any player on Mouse will be the best player of 2024. That Mouse is always a better than the sum of their parts kind of team.
The thing that worries me about them is I'm just not convinced Brolan is any good. If they'd signed somebody who I did really rate instead of Frozen, I would genuinely be considering them as a top three team of the year. I think the thing with Mouse is they're still so young that they're still growing together and they're still getting better at each event. And I just think... like Yimfat within like his adjustment period to tier one was one map.
It was like instant.
It was one map. His first map, he was like struggling and everyone's like, oh, what the maybe this guy's not ready. Since then, he's been fucking brilliant. The guy is like, he's just so good. and they had him in the academy team. They lost a player. They just brought in Yimfat. It was like, oh yeah, you know, he's just already good. They're going to put him in Frozen's roles. He's going to be a star this year. Again, he's another player who has a shout in. He will. Like, there's a decent chance he's in top 20 next year. I think him and Torsey, there's a really good chance for both of them. This has to be their year.
Yeah. So like the real answer is right. Your answer is team spirit. I could go anywhere between. We could do phase. We could do vitality. I would say dark horses or Mao is on Team Liquid. I'm going to go Vitality.
Yeah.
I think I want to talk about Liquid for a second, not just because I am a Liquid fan, but because the Liquid project has the ability to be the best team in the world or the worst team in the world. And in my head, there's no in between.
It's one of those where on paper it looks so good, but they always seem to like fall apart bizarrely.
Yeah. I mean, it is a Cadian led team, which means they will not be able to win any events.
Yeah, that also doesn't help. Well, it depends. It depends who you lay the blame at. I mean, I personally think Staun goes under the radar as a massive choker.
I mean, I'm always game to lay the blame on Stabby.
Well, no, it's not. It's only half of Stabby. I think. I think Staun chokes. He was just not good in playoffs too often.
Yeah. All right. Best team of 2023. So Spirit or Vitality. And then we threw a couple dark horses in there. Team that will win the first major 2023. So that's the PGL Copenhagen major. That's going to come up in about 2 months from now. This is, and then we'll talk about.
So this one really feels like it should be Vitality.
Yeah, this feels like the Vitality answer.
But
there are.
I've got a feeling that it's FaZe. I've just got a feeling.
You've got a vibe. I've got a
feeling. Carrigan's going to win on stage and announce his retirement as he lifts up the major trophy.
God, that would be a baller move, though.
Exactly. Like, it's a really fitting end for a player of his stature as well.
I'm going to put TSM. Not fucking with you. I think there is a real shot of, like, obviously Vitality, obviously FaZe. I'm putting Mao's here again. I think Mao's is going to be like my actual answer.
I respect that.
I think Mao's are really fucking good. I like, here's the thing. Either the Brolin move is going to work out incredibly or it's going to be fucking awful. And I can't tell you what it's going to be. But if Brolin can be like 90% of the player Frozen was and Yimfat can take the Frozen roles and do a really good job there, this Mao's team is not going to lose a huge amount because of that. This Mao's team was never about like, oh, we have Frozen. We're going to play through Frozen. It's going to be individual star power. Yeah. And then we win.
I know Harry at HFTV and Teodia, he got angry when people were upset with Frozen being so low on the HLTV top 20, because he was like, well, if you actually look in the rounds they win, Torsey and Yimfa had more impact. Like, they have more kills in winning rounds. They have higher rating in winning rounds. Like, more multi kills in winning rounds. Like, Frozen's rating is buffed up by like exit frags and stuff like that. So it's
yeah.
I don't like, think they'll miss him as much as people think.
Frozen is a very, very good player. Let's not.
Of course.
Let's not get anything twisted. Like, but that team feels like the same way Astralis felt like. Like, yes, you have Device, who's at the time was one of the best players in the world, but it's not like it is a more than the sum of their parts or the same way a couple other teams have felt. Like, this team does well because they are well coached, well led, and because they know how to play with each other. And I think that if Brolin can fit into that in the next month or so, this team could be fucking unstoppable.
I really hope we get a FaZe Mouse grand final. And then it's like, Carrigan versus the new Carrigan.
Well, the thing is, if Carrigan retires after a FaZe grand final that Carrigan wins, then it is a passing of the torch ceremony.
And if he, or if he loses and retires, it's also a passing of the torch. It's like, Suhi,
they should bring an actual torch on
Suhi,
the stage.
You're now in charge.
There should be an actual torch for them to pass. Okay, team that will win the second major 2023. I know what your answer is already.
It's Team Spirit.
It's Team Spirit.
It's Team Spirit. I'm committing to Donk being the number one player. Like, that
If you're committed to the bid,
it can only happen if Spirit win the. If Spirit don't win a major this year, there's no way he's number one.
Yeah.
So
I've got a couple answers for this. I got to throw some teams out. The obvious choices are, Vitality is still good.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Vitality. It could be FaZe. Could be Mouse. Like, any of those three teams still absolutely could win the major at the end of the year. But let's remember that there is at least one, if not two, roster shuffles.
Oh, God,
in between.
Yeah. Falcons lineup will be by the second major of the year.
So that was one of my points. Yeah. Is Falcons right now have the Ents core plus Boros and Majisk. Imagine. Imagine what this Falcons lineup could do with 6 months of time.
They get rid of Boros and buy Donk for $6 million.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Give them 6 months of time and whatever Saudi money they have, and this roster could be a world beater overnight. Right? So quickly. Suddenly, I don't know, Simple wants to join this roster. You remove some Pius and... there you go. That's the fucking major winning roster there. And I don't even need to.
Yeah, Falcons is a possibility. I mean, if we're assuming as well, Simple comes back and he could come, he could just go to Cloud9 and all of a sudden, team's scary.
There's a lot of those teams that are just they are two roster moves away. The other team I want to put here is Liquid again.
Mm.
I think that this Liquid roster, I do not think will win this first major. I'm fairly certain about that.
Yeah.
I am okay with that. This is going to be a slow burner kind of ideal. A lot of these players have either played together or played in the same vein or played with the same coaching staff, right? Because there's that Naf was coached by Zeus, and Zeus also had coached Skulls, and Twist was also coached, but then Cadian, it's all over the place, right? So I think it's a slow burn kind of thing. But if they ramp up the way that on paper it looks like they will ramp up, that's going to be a tough team to beat.
It's also hard. We've gone all of this without mentioning G2. And G2 last year, we came into the year thinking nothing of them. They won both Kato and Cologne. They will always have Nico and Morrissey.
Right,
no matter what happens, they still have three of the best players in the world.
My problem with G2 is that they have two IGLs on this roster right now, neither of which are particularly excellent at playing the video game.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, how good do Nex and Hooksy even have to be for this team to win? Do you know what I mean?
It depends.
I'm not crazy about the Nexa thing, but also by the second major of the year, there's a decent chance Nexa isn't there as well, so...
G2 is a top 10 team to me. It just, the problem is I put G2 up against any of the teams we said. G2 against Vitality, you have Nico, Hunter, and Monizy. On the other side, you have Zywu, Flames.
Yeah, I've made this point. I was talking to Harry, and he was saying, Nexa and Hooksy don't even need to be that good if these three are as good as we think they are. And I'm like, well, yes,
but
the fourth best player on Vitality is Flames. The fourth best player on G2 is Nex. And you can go man for man with Vitality. And it's... Nico is probably better than any of their riflers. But Zywu versus Monacy, Zywu probably edges it. You go
And Zywu's a better rifler than Monacy. Because you don't have the op every single round.
I mean, they're both pretty good at rifling, realistically.
Okay, but still.
Mezzi versus Hunter. You probably edge it to Hunter, but it's pretty close. And then you go Flames versus Nexa, and it's a blowout. Even Hooksy versus Apex is probably quite comfortably Apex.
Yeah, I mean, and don't even put them against Vitality, who I'm convinced will be the best team in the world. Put them against Falcons, right?
Yeah.
Madden, Boros, Majisk, or Madden, Boros, Sun Pius against that. I wouldn't say that any of those are historically... lower downgrades, and then your back half of the roster is snappy Majisk.
I'm pretty convinced Boros won't be on this team by March. I just don't see a world where Snappy gets on with Boros. I just can't see it.
That's a possibility. But the problem is it's not those first three players. There are a lot of very good Counter-Strike players in the world right now. Mm-hmm. So even if you take a little bit of a dip on Hunter, Monizy, Nico,
mm-hmm.
the problem is in the back half, you're just absolutely crushing the shit out of them.
Yeah, no, I do agree. And that's kind of my issue with the Nexa thing, but we'll see. I mean, right. Nico and Monacy and Hunter can win an event on their own, and it's not completely unbelievable.
They almost have.
Yeah, well, quite. They won Kato and Cologne last year. Like, let's not forget
about that. They didn't do that on their own. Hooksy was decent for both those events.
Yeah, but I think he
Speaking of which, we need to take an interlude for a minute.
Go on.
Because Kassad is now the head coach of Bleed. And Kassad, who tweeted last year, Hooksy, I was watching you as you basically fucked up G2. Kassad, just that Bleed team did not qualify for the major. They had issues with just not checking in on time. And Hooksy bringing up that same fucking tweet and saying, Kassad, I was watching you.
So he should.
Is just, it's excellent. Yeah. Please give me more.
Yeah, he should as well. He should talk his shit. He won two events last year. Yeah. He won more events with Nico than many other IGLs have done. And he still gets disrespected. So, he's not that good at the game. I don't give a shit, mate.
For what it's worth, we are disrespecting him, but I stand by what I've said.
I don't. I will never disrespect Hootsie. I mean, he will tell you himself he's not particularly good at the game mechanically. But I imagine if you press him, he'll also back himself as a leader, and he fucking well should, because he's won.
Yeah,
he's won more events than anyone. Like, anyone who's criticized him, pretty much. The people who respect tend to be people who are winners.
He's won more events than me, I can guarantee.
Well, quite. Bigger IGLs, like bigger names who people rate, have failed with Nico, have failed with Monacy, have failed with Hunter. And yet, when Hooksy wins with them, he still gets disrespected. And it's like, oh, how much did he really do? Well, if he didn't do anything, then why has Nico not won anything before? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's insane to like write him off as, oh, he only won two events last year with this team. When Alexi B had this team, and we were told that it was fine for him not to win.
Yeah. Hooksy, please keep talking shit.
Yeah, fucking. I have to do it for you. Because you like, he's just incredibly disrespected as a leader, and I don't understand why.
All right, let's move to the next one. We needed to take that quick interview, but let's move on. What team will make the biggest roster move of the, it's written season, but year is what we're really looking at here. It's Falcons, right?
Well, I think it might be Cloud9 signing Simple.
I was going to say, it's Falcons / whatever Simple decides to do.
Yeah. I tell you, here's one that could be really interesting. This is one that will be like really under the radar, but I think could actually be massive. Is if Simple goes back to Na'Vi and Wonderful goes to Monty. Because I'm really high on this Monty team. And I think if you add Wonderful to that team, I think it kind of fucks. Like, it kind of goes crazy. And I think Wonderful has been very, very good on Na'Vi. And I'm like, he's almost wasted on that team.
Yeah. That team does not inspire faith or hope in
me. No, no, neither me.
At any given moment.
I think it's basically wherever Simple goes, which I would suspect would be Cloud9, but I could be wrong.
It's a reunion.
Or if we do go off the theory that Carrigan retires this year, it could be like Suhita phase could be massive.
I feel like there's words to be said that I feel like Suhi won't leave Mouse.
I kind of agree. I think, but
like, even if the phase job is available, I feel like there might be a like
enough, like, enough people move from Mouse to phase that there must be a pretty significant pay upgrade.
Yeah. Well, it's also just called Carrigan.
Well, yeah, but I also think
if Carrigan retires,
I also think there's a pay upgrade involved. I think that.
Oh,
that
I'm sure there is. Yeah. I'm sure there is.
It's hard to see. Yeah. So it's probably like Cloud9 or Falcons, maybe FaZe. I'd say I can't see Vitality. I mean, I didn't see Vitality making changes last year. You just never know.
No, but their changes were FlameZ became available.
Yeah.
And that's like a weird thing. and Dupree, they wanted to move on from Dupree. Yeah. So
and they just I got see signed it to by degree. Falcons. So.
Yeah. They made moves out of necessity.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Predict the roster move that everyone will get up in arms about, even though it was the correct decision.
Ooh.
What was our winner for this past year? I don't remember what we said.
I don't remember, but I remember thinking it. I remember looking.
I think
back
it was Dupree. I think it was.
Was
Dupree.
It? Is that what we said?
Well, that makes sense in my head.
Yeah. I mean, JKS. Spicy. The move everyone will be up in arms about, but it will turn out to be the right one. Minus Boras from Falcons.
Yeah. I feel like many people won't be up in arms about it.
I don't know. I can see him playing well, but Snappy just like getting annoyed at him and then kicking him. What else could I see?
I mean, I could see half the moves for G2 doing such a thing.
Like yeah,
they would remove half
but
the
I think and... I think if they're losing a player, it's because they've been bought out rather than being cut. That's
yeah. I think my under the radar move is going to be something happening to this complexity roster.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to see. The thing is, complexity are in a unique position where they are probably the richest organization in their region, and they're committed to their own region. So there's basically no reason for them ever to change. However.
Liquid is technically a North American team right now. They qualify through America's qualifier.
They have no American players. They have a couple of Canadians.
They have no American players, but they qualify through the America's qualifiers. So
what I they could see
in qualifiers complexity does have to compete against.
Yeah,
them,
but like
certainly
what I mean
the second
is,
best
when it comes
in
to competing for players.
Team.
And people who would yes. want their players,
correct.
They
yeah,
can
yeah,
charge
yeah.
more than the players are actually worth because they're coming from a smaller pool. Similar to in football, there's a team called Athletic Bilbao who only sign players from the Basque region in Spain. So if you want to sign a player off them, you have to spend like 70, like you have to spend like double what the player's actually worth because to them, the player is getting a good player from this region is harder than when you can scout the entire world. So they just charge more because... to them, the money isn't as important. It's the same to complexity. So it would have to be them, I would think, replacing Halzirk with a bona fide upgrade. Say, for example, Wonderful becomes available. Or yeah. for some reason, Simple really wants to come back to the US when he loves playing with Elige.
Which famously is true.
Famously, everyone loves playing with Elige. I mean, he really enjoyed his time on Liquid. Like, look, maybe Simple really wants to come back to the US. He joins Complexity. You never know. It could be big. Astralis will almost... Minus Stown from Astralis.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's a good point. Any Astralis move ever.
But I think I can see them cutting Stown and people getting angry. The thing is, they rotate every player around Blame F and Device, and it never seems to work. So they're going to cut the other three at some point this year, and it's still not going to work.
That's a good point.
Who else might make a move? I could see like minus Yekindar at Liquid as well.
For me, minus Hobbit.
I think most people would be fine with it now.
Yeah, I said for me personally, I will get up in arms about minus Hobbit.
I think most people won't be upset anymore.
No, I know.
I think he's kind of fallen off.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
All right. So this, I have to edit this question. So the question is Rising Star in 2024, which is just Rookie of the Year, right? But last year I swear to fucking God, if you put Hedtrick here.
I swear to God, if you put Donk here.
Yeah, exactly. So I swear to God, if you put fucking Donk here. We all know Donk is going to be good. I'm not worried about that. I'm looking for... What are we thinking about here for our Rising Star? And Nurtz obviously cannot be on this list. He was ranked last year, even though he only played.
Yeah,
like
obviously there's a little bit of like interpretation in the question.
I mean,
so
don't go for guys.
For people who are like, I'm thinking like people who are kind of established, or I can see this being like a breakout year for them. Wicadia at Eternal Fire. I think he's really, really good. And I think, Eternal Fire seems to have hit something of a groove in CS2. Wicadia, he's legit, and I think this could be a real breakout year for him. Is it Nilo the Swedish player.
Yeah, Nilo is like everyone's saying
Nilo. Yeah. So that's kind of obvious. Again, kind of established, but I could see Crimbo really leveling up this year.
I want to throw out Cushionito.
Sassanito
on Apex. Sassanito.
It's like a TS sound. Sassanito.
Sassanito from Apex onto this list.
Yeah, he's kind of died down a little bit, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I feel like this could be a bigger breakout year.
Have I seen recently? I think it's really good. I can't think of anyone.
That's what I'm trying to figure out, like, really quickly. No one on NIP.
Yeah, no, I can't see that. Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of any.
I mean, like, I could see like half the players on M80 just having like a really fucking good year.
Maybe.
Like, imagine Mobs goes back to his like Team One performances.
He has been playing well recently, but it's
he's been playing well, but we see like absolutely fucking cracked Mobs kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm struggling outside of the ones I mentioned. I'd love to have like a really rogue pick here, but I'm struggling.
Yeah, no, I just don't have a rogue pick. I mean, here's the thing. You could pick like half the, like all of Aurora, you could chuck in there. Half of Bet Boom.
You could do the Sun Pius and put in Bambosh.
Who the fuck is Bambosh?
He was called Cuckoo Bambo, but apparently this is kind of a, it could be interpreted as a bit of a dodgy slang word in Polish.
Okay. I have no clue the fuck that is, but
no, he's got like 11 games on record or something, and fucking some players are like, no, this kid's fucking ridiculous. I'm like, great, I'm on board, I've seen enough.
I mean, like, yeah, the problem is the player, the rookie of the year, I know for certain is either going to come out of the Mouse Academy system or I have a vibe will come from Asia.
I've got a good answer for this.
Okay.
Again, he has been at the top tier and died off a bit. I can really see Altex being really good this year on Parisi.
You can see Altex.
Altex is, he's legit. He's really good. And he's from a region where it's not difficult for them to find teams. It's not difficult for him to move on to an international team because I imagine his English is fine. Most Danish people
have
pretty flawless English.
Better than ours.
And like Parisi on the come up. And
they're
up for sale at the moment. If he gets bought by Big Org as well, like there's a lot of ways that it can go really well for him. And I think he is really, really good.
I'm for all that. Storyline of the year.
Storyline of the year. Falcons building a super team. Although maybe that's kind of boring, actually.
I actually think the Falcons storyline of the year could be Falcons failing to build a super team.
Yeah,
of like them trying
this
to
team
make
falling
moves,
apart, maybe
them trying to make moves around like Sun. For me, it's like Madden Snappy and Majisk are untouchables, but them trying to make moves around Sun Pius and Boros and just not being able to make moves around Sun Pius and Boros. For me, that could be like that could be something.
I think maybe I was gonna say like Monty actually turning into a genuine contender, like genuinely being one of the, like being this year's Ents. If that makes sense to
you. Okay. I could see that happening. I could see that. I could see the return of Heroic to relevance.
The return of Staun and Yavi to Heroic.
Oh god, no. I don't think Heroic at the end of the year was such an absolute fucking shit show. And I think people from Heroic would tell you that themselves, right? Like they had two players at one point and were just kind of fielding subs to make sure that they could play in events. And now they've got this roster that's kind of weird and kind of fun. And is not the standard, like, hey, we're the second best well-known Danish team, stuff like that. I'm just pulling the roster.
I've got something to throw out there in a minute.
So, like, I think that could be a really interesting team and, like, their bring back into relevancy. Yeah.
Picture this. We're in Shanghai for the second major of the year.
We're in Shanghai.
The viewing figures are insane because all the Chinese fans are getting involved. Loads of them. They were desperate for some good Counter-Strike. The place is buzzing. It's Simple's second event back. He drags Team Liquid to the grand final again.
Oh my god.
He's joined Liquid for some reason. Cadian's rifling, I don't know. he's on Team Liquid for some reason, or he's on like, it doesn't actually matter where he is. He makes it to the grand final. It's the second major in CS2. It's Simple versus Zywoo. We finally break the 2 billion viewing figures record. That's like, you know, a quarter of the world's population is watching Simple versus Zywoo in the Shanghai final at like 4 in the morning.
You know what? Actually, here's my storyline of the year. We're going to have legitimate Chinese and Asian team contenders this year.
Let's not be silly.
I think with the... No. I really think that with the major in Shanghai, I think that there are more teams than ever in China that are interested in playing Counter-Strike.
Yeah, but I think it'll take a while.
The Asian RMR is like, the Asian RMR is like 3,000 fucking teams or some shit that was in China. It's a ridiculous amount. I think that out of all of those players, that they will be able to find a couple of like they will be able to find some absolutely cracked players and make a team. And I don't think they're going to win the major. I don't think they're going to make playoffs, but I think we're going to see like the old Ty Lues that like I could always count on to be fucking interesting.
I agree, but I think it'll be in a few years from now that we really feel the after effects of this event.
I think that's right. But I mean, we're seeing Chengdu now and then Shanghai later this year. I think that to me, it's a good start.
Yeah.
If
we talk about sort of region or places that have been generally underrepresented, here's a storyline that maybe not the storyline of the year, but will be quite big. Navi Javelin's finally beating Nigma Galaxy on LAN and winning an Impact.
Oh, I'm in for it.
I think that will happen this year. I see Navi Javelin's, it was like a year ago at Katowice, and it was like, so obvious they were mechanically gifted, but they kind of had dodgy rotations and ideas, but they were just out aiming people. And then now just like a legit good team, you know, in Impact. And I think they will finally.
I'm adding one more storyline. An Impact team will qualify for the major for the second major.
I don't think this year. I think it'll be a few years.
I think
years.
HSG.
No. HSG like don't even do well at Impact.
Well, no, you got to remember that there's issues with most of the other teams. I mean, Nigma could qualify, but most other teams are part of an org with more difficult
qualifiers. Yes, but
not just more difficult qualifiers, but they could not qualify, right? Like if think about Na'Vi Javelins. If Na'Vi qualifies, like you have to pick a team that doesn't have a.
Yeah, okay.
Existent team already that will. So there's some qualifiers there, but like Nigma Galaxy, absolutely.
Like HSG, like are just not good at the moment. Like even
I know they're not, and
I think it'll be a few.
I know, and that's.
I could see somebody trying a mixed team this year.
I could see that.
I don't know how.
Wasn't there one announced recently?
Not that I remember, but there could be. Hey, HSG have actually played some qualifiers with a mixed team, I think. But they've never qualified.
I think in NA there's one mixed team right now, but they didn't qualify.
Well, there used to be Mythic with Katie, but
No, there's one that was in the RMRs. Oh, okay. I was watching this last week with Jeff. With
but yeah, I think Nigma Galaxy finally being toppled. I think that'll happen this year.
Okay. All right. Dumbass move of the year. There's so many.
What would be the stupidest?
Well, the problem is first we have to come up with a move, then we need to make it bad enough for it to matter. You know what? Here's my move. Virtus Pro minus Jaym.
Wow.
I have no basis for this at all.
Yeah, I can't see that happening. Like he is kind of Virtus Pro to me.
I agree. But that would definitely qualify as a dumbass move of the year.
I mean, Falcons are gonna do something stupid.
Falcons will certainly do
something.
But then
it's like Snappy's in charge. They're not going to be allowed to do any that mental because he'll just leave if they do. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's Falcons minus Snappy because they just piss him off. But like,
oh God, that would be
by
dumb.
Trying to do something. That would be really dumb. They'll be trying to do something, but like, and then Snappy will just say, fuck this and leave. I can see that happening. What would be the stupidest move that somebody would actually do?
I mean, I'm going to be very generic here. It's blowing up any of these like long simmer teams that we have talked about this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like any of those teams that we say will do well at the second major only because they need time.
Yeah.
Blowing him out before the second major, that would be a mistake. Like not giving I agree last year that the Liquid EU experiment needed to be blown up after 3 months. Yeah. Not giving this team through the second major is a bad decision.
Yeah.
I think that's mine.
Let me think. Because there are some moves that I think will happen, but I'm struggling to find one that I think that might happen that would be really, really dumb. I don't know. This is a really difficult one to answer because
it is a difficult question.
You have to think of something that doesn't make any sense, but that you also think makes sense enough that it will happen. Which is why I think Falcons minus Snappy might be this.
I think that's
might happen and might be stupid. Because last year you could have said something like Fallen to Fury, we'd have all laughed, and then it happened anyway.
And it happened, yeah.
Or like, oh yeah, Game Legion or something, Snacks. There's no way I could have predicted that. But it was never going to work. As much as I love Snacks, it was obviously never going to work.
But that's why this is fun.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the year, we look at all the shit we said and went, wait, how did we not predict that?
I know a team who's going to do something stupid. I can't even remember who's on them yet.
Oh, God.
Because we all know Fnatic are going to sign
Fnatic are going to do something. Fnatic have body on them right now,
I completely forgotten this Fnatic team existed.
Yeah.
It's
a choice.
I don't even know. It's hard to make any decision on that. Here's one. NIP keeping config for any longer?
NIP's keeping NIP, this roster. Yeah. And I'd be thinking this roster is good.
Yeah, I mean, I feel a bit bad for Alex. What chance has he got?
All right, let's
see if anything
we're
else
gonna
comes
answer
to mind.
This,
when
actually, answer this question.
Do you know what? FaZe signing Alexi B to replace Carrigan.
Oh, God, no. No.
I can see that happening. We're leaving this question.
Okay, we're going to actually answer this question. Predict how many players EG will have in their Counter-Strike division by the end of 2024. Note that they have currently shuttered their Counter-Strike division.
Yeah. It's kind of boring, but it's got to be zero.
My answer is five.
My answer might be one, and there'll just be somebody in contract jail or something.
No, so I think that EG as a company will die this year.
Right.
Will straight up die. And I think that someone is going to buy the branding
or
get back into CS.
Or a group of five NA players just calls themselves evil geniuses. Yeah. I can see that happening because they think it's funny.
Generous idiots.
Yeah.
The next
nice morons.
Evolution. Exactly. I think EG could legitimately die as a brand this year. Someone will buy them and then they get resurrected.
I could see that.
I hope it's someone we know, but I think it probably will. But
yeah. I'm going to go with zero, unfortunately.
I think that's a safe bet. Team with the most roster moves over the next year.
Evil Gene.
It's not EG this year.
We've already said Fnatic. It might be them.
It might be Fnatic. It could be Falcons.
It could be Falcons.
I can see them
depending.
I can see Falcons rotating players.
Depending on quite how much they get annoyed.
It could be. I think an underdog last year was Astralis.
Yeah, they made a lot.
I can see that.
But I think they'll be a bit more stable this year. I can see Apex making a lot of moves. They've not seemed to have found a groove since the major, and they've not really settled. And I can see, they've already done minor Sticko once to add him back. They're probably going to cut him. Jakame's kind of getting on. They might get rid of him. Sense, I don't think, has been that good. Sassanese
has been underwhelming. JKS doesn't have a team right now. That means that we're due to have a Renegades reunion at this point.
With JKS and Jakame on Apex. I can see Apex making a lot of changes. So I mean,
yeah.
Na'Vi as well. I can see making a lot of changes.
Yeah, I can see that. Absolutely.
I don't think they've...
Valve's biggest change to Counter-Strike, if any. Now, note that we were very off on this last year.
Yeah.
Because the guess was not release a new game. My answer, and I'm going to be very hopeful here, just very in general hopeful, is kernel level anti-cheat. That's my biggest Valve... Thank you. Thank you, Shrabotsky. That's my hope. I'm putting it out into the world. Kernel level anti-cheat.
I mean, my hope is that Pika's advantage is fixed. You can actually hold an angle online. But I don't think it'll happen. I do think we will get a completely new map that nobody has seen before into the competitive map pool before the end of the year. And I've kind of got a feeling we'll see another gun in the game as well.
Yeah, so I think it's, I don't think it's confirmed, but there has been heavy leaking of Train.
Yeah.
My assumption is post Major 1, we get Train added and another brand new map that none of us know about.
I think before the end of the year, I think probably near the end of the year, we'll get a completely new map akin to Anubis that like kind of never been in the map pool before.
It does feel like right now Valve is doing the after every major, we're going to switch a map
which
out.
I like.
And that, and I'm happy with that. And I'm happy they didn't do it after Paris.
Yeah.
Because we switched to a new game and stuff. That makes sense. But let's do it now.
Yeah.
After
COVID. And take out Inferno, please.
Mirage, Inferno need to
no,
go.
No, Mirage
away for
is
a little
fine.
Bit.
Keep Mirage.
Okay, I've gone full circle on Mirage, right? I don't hate Mirage anymore. I want to play something different. Like, I don't have an issue with Mirage, but
I've asked this before to people. When I say to you, you're playing Counter-Strike, what do you see? What's the first image that comes to your head?
It's Dust 2 Long Doors.
It's Dust 2 Long Doors. Interesting. So mine's always been Mirage B-Site.
It's Dust 2 Long
Doors. Or running out Mirage mid.
And then it's bananas. But banana.
I mean, mine's never that, obviously.
The problem is so much of my I'm going to go play Counter-Strike has to do with what I've watched for a really long time.
Yeah, of course.
Right? And I've watched a lot of banana. I have played so much long Dust 2 because before I even started really playing, you play DM on Dust 2. I'm a long player.
Yeah, that is a reasonable answer. To me, it's always Mirage. I don't think Mirage should ever be out the map pool, personally. I think, and it would be a long time before I ever take Nuke or Ancient out.
Oh, no. Nuke, Ancient, Anubis. I think Anubis is
I like Anubis.
Great.
I can see that being unpopular, whatever. Ancient's
I think
fucking great.
Those three maps,
that forever.
I think Overpass needs to stay right now. I think it's an excellent map right now. I think those four maps can stay, but Inferno, Mirage, and what's the map that we did not say? Vertigo.
Vertigo
on
CS2.
I love
so
Vertigo. I love Vertigo as a map, but just
I loved Vertigo on Go. I'm terrible at it on too.
Let's switch it up. Yep. Okay, and then your boldest prediction for the year that doesn't fall into any specific category.
I've kind of gone over some of the ones, like Monty being a genuine contender.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Eternal Fire sticking around, being like a, you know, like can make playoffs at big events teams. I can see that happening, but I've kind of got over that.
I think my answer is going to be we're going to see another Apex/Into the Breach/Gamer Legion style run at Copenhagen with some of those teams that we have no fucking clue about. Not that we didn't have any clue about them before, but like teams that were not on my list of like, oh, they're going to fucking make the major or they're going to make playoffs. I think we're going to see more of that this year. It feels like the Counter-Strike system is more volatile than it has ever been. Mm-hmm. And some of these like, Into the Breach has a really good day and Cypher goes fucking insane kind of moves feels like it can happen more and more right now.
I'd like to see some cross-continent movement, especially from Asia. I'd like to see something like Techno going to either a European or a North American team, because I think Techno is a genuinely like top class player who, put it this way, I think if you gave Techno to Carrigan for 6 months, he'd be like a tier one player, like very quickly. I think he's really, really good. I've kind of talked about Boros and Falcons. I don't think he'll be there until like March. Like, I think he'll just leave after the first major.
I think it'll be interesting to see where Boris does go.
Yeah.
Assuming that he does leave.
He doesn't have the best reputation among former teammates.
Yeah. All right. That's going to end it for us. That these have been our predictions for 2024. We'll be back next week. We'll talk about RMRs and shit, and Blast, and I guess Planes for Caddo is the week after that. So we're going to start to be on a roll really quickly. You can follow us on Twitter at Logan Rao, at AZ Eskin, at ReTLDR. We'll see you next week.
Peace.